Kind of reminds you a little bit about the debates that have gone on with trastuzumab in the past in breast cancer, and now with bevacizumab and some of the solid tumors, about is there any sense in continuing a biologic in the face of progression, looking at synergy? Would that make any sense at all in NHL?
Well, if you can demonstrate the synergy, yes, then it does make sense. If mechanistically the new addition can overcome the reason you've become resistant. And I'll give you an example. For instance, we know that the IMIDs have a whole host of activities, but one of the activities is an immunomodulatory activity that may actually enhance either NK cell number or NK cell activity. If it's that rituximab stops working because you've damped down the ability for the body to do ADCC, then I could envision that the combination would in fact address the resistance because it would be specifically addressing a mechanism of resistance. But then you have to think about these combinations specifically in, does the new drug potentially help overcome resistance? And I think with the solid tumor stories, some of the new additions might in fact help overcome resistance. But I think some are continuing antibodies probably without a lot of benefit.